Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Stephanie Corsetti. Queensland has recorded no new locally acquired COVID-19 cases. Two were acquired overseas and detected in hotel quarantine. Dr. Sonia Bennett from Queensland Health says the state is still determining whether there are any cases linked to the infected Brisbane Princess Alexandra Hospital doctor. However, over 50% of the close contacts have tested negative.
The Hospital and Health Service has contacted over 1,000 people to determine whether they're contacts or not. And as the Premier said, those that have been determined to be close contacts, with 58% of those have already tested negative. So that's really good news.
Brisbane's restrictions relating to the hospital have been extended for another 72 hours. This also includes aged care facilities and disability services in the Greater Brisbane region. It comes as the first COVID-19 vaccine recipients on the Gold Coast get their second dose. New South Wales has recorded no further local cases of COVID-19 after an earlier new infection was detected. Monday's tally included just one new locally acquired case, first announced over the weekend. The hotel quarantine worker contracted the UK variant of the virus. New South Wales health authorities say the worker did not breach any protocols. The infection is still under investigation, with New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian warning other states not to overreact and close borders. The World Health Organization is supporting the use of the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine despite suspensions in the rollout across Europe. Marie-Angela Simao, WHO Assistant Director General for Vaccines, says of the millions of doses given out so far, there is no clear evidence of an increased rate of blood clots. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says it is routine practice for reports to be investigated.
This does not necessarily mean these events are linked to vaccination, but it's routine practice to investigate them. And it shows that the surveillance system works and that effective controls are in place.
Labor has raised concerns surrounding Attorney General Christian Porter's defamation action against the ABC. Mr. Porter launched defamation action against the ABC and journalist Louise Milligan over an online article regarding an historical rape allegation. He's suing the public broadcaster for publishing false accusations against him in an online story that said an unnamed cabinet minister, later revealed to be Mr. Porter, was the subject of the allegation. Labor's spokesperson for women, Tanya Plibersek, says she fears it will be used as an excuse to avoid questions about the issue. In football, preparations for Dinamo Zagreb's upcoming tie in the Europa League with Tottenham are in disarray. Croatia's Supreme Court has announced a prison sentence for coach Zoran Mamić for fraud. Mamić immediately stepped down from his position. He says he does not feel guilty and he wished the club good luck. Mamić's brother, Zdravko, a former executive director currently on the run, also had his sentence confirmed by the court. I'm Stephanie Corsetti. This is SBS News in Easy English.